Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. Final word, final worlds in of this, the most. All right, something like that. Today's episode is episode 311, marking the 6th of November of the year 2020. On this date in history, in 1906, Chinese government ministries were reorganized as part of a movement towards constitutional government. But in fact, in reality, the Manchu princes retained control of the government, and there was little gain for the Chinese people en masse, beginning a fine tradition of that happening in China. An aristocracy by any other name would smell like a rose. Your guest today on the podcast is the magnificent Tiff Stevenson.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here and to be described as magnificent.
I feel like it's a good word. You are magnificent. Queenly.
Queenly, yeah, I'll take that as well. Any more you want to throw at me, I'll have them all.
I mean, I'll compliment you anytime, though at some point I'll start to charge for my time. Coming up today, the magnificent Tiff will be bringing us all the latest in millionaire news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, after the breaking news about Melania Trump yesterday, Ivanka has now evolved into a Melania, like a Pokemon. Meanwhile, Melania has escaped on a yacht, having kidnapped 8 Calvin Klein models. She is said to be aiming for a SpaceX rocket launch pad in the hopes of taking over the for-profit prison colony on Mars with her anti-internet bullying platform. So let's keep an eye out on that. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, old news made new again. The truth is out there. It may be coming from an unusual place. The United Tribes of New Zealand have released documentation this week claiming they were the ones who built the pyramids. The statement suggests it's been believed for ages that people with only 4 limbs, 2 of which are shit for picking up rocks, would never have been able to build such engineering marvels, and that, quote, "you'll soon find out what they're for," end quote. According to Spokes Octopus and Instagram influencer, Egypt used to be, quote, "a lot more moist a while ago," end quote. The PR team of the United Tribes of New Zealand followed up the documents with a press conference during Tentacle Hour, that is the first many people have been able to retain full sentience through, in order to launch their new Zealand slogan, "8 is great." They included exclusive footage of a tribal dance demonstrating how many things you can carry with 8 arms, pictures of several octopuses making the shape of a pyramid, and a link to a YouTube video of the famous intricate knitting they are known for. Meanwhile, on Mars, the first Mars-born child, Apollo Aldrin, turned 16 today and was officially drafted to the Interplanetary Basketball League as its first and so far only pick. The 9-foot-3-inch child hit puberty last year, and the lack of gravity on Mars has launched him to interplanetary stardom, though some protest, saying that because Mars years are about twice as long as Earth years, this counts as child labour. Apollo Aldrin signed a $50 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers for 3 years, though pundits are unsure of how he will cope with heavier Earth gravity and not being on an anarchic, violent prison planet. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the future is going to be here if you buy it fast enough. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by an extract from a new book, Mrs. Bennett's Guide to Tinder, Grindr, and RedTube. As a respectable woman with three daughters wed, I have a little time on my hands. My mother would say, bless her soul, that idle hands do the devil's bidding, and so, since I've been asked to share my thoughts on the modern search for a suitable match, I will no longer hide my light under a bushel. Many maidens might wish to emulate the success of my girls, one of whom married a nobleman of quite £10,000 a year, and so I have a few words for them. When receiving visitors or paying a call to the house of an acquaintance in the village, it's the height of impropriety to be seen to open your dating app. If you are at a country dance, you may respond to text messages behind your fan, particularly if you've not been asked to stand up for a quadrille. If you are on Grindr or Tinder, you may excuse yourself briefly from a ball to discreetly check the development of your flirtation, but do not approve Tinder matches if you've had more than a glass or two of punch. No genteel young lady ought to sext her suitor until the fourth date. Just as it is not done to introduce yourself to a new neighbour until your father or guardian has paid a visit, it is important to restrain yourself from sending nude pictures to relative strangers until you have the approval of a dowager. Do avoid bathroom selfies. One ought not to associate oneself with such a low environment, and it bespeaks an unseemly vanity. Take only pictures that display an interesting and exciting life. When my daughter Jane was visiting the Mrs. Bingley, I sent her out into a rainstorm to precipitate events, as it were. You might wish to send a picture of you looking damp and irresistible to your suitor, but do this only if there is genuinely a rainstorm, or you will seem conniving. If there is no rainstorm, a convincing rainstorm can be contrived with merely half a glass of water. This episode of the podcast brought to you by half a glass of water.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Last Post.
Top story today, millionaire news. Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, what's happening in the world of millionaires right now?
Millionaires and billionaires, they're everywhere and they're getting on our nerves. First up, millionaire businessman Claude Littner. You may know him from The Apprentice. Got himself into a bit of hot water because he was discussing lockdown measures in Greater Manchester and he told Andy Burnham to stop grandstanding and take it on the chin. And taking it on the chin is probably exactly what's going to happen to Claude Littner the minute he steps foot north of Stoke. So it's just millionaires showing how out of touch they are with people, kind of demanding sort of basics like wages and food and being able to survive during a lockdown. So Alan Sugar is his boss on The Apprentice. As we know, he's been trying to encourage people back to work because he wants his businesses to thrive. But someone had shared a message on WhatsApp saying that he died. And then it was trending on Twitter that Alan Sugar had died. But he is, in fact, very much alive and tweeted to complain about a late package arriving from DHL or some other kind of delivery service. I don't know.
They made the terrible mistake of assuming that dead on the inside was the same as dead on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. In that case, he is kind of like Schrodinger's Alan Sugar. He is dead and alive at the same time. And Kim Kardashian, another millionaire slash, I would say, maybe in the billionaire territory in the news, who had her 40th birthday and posted a message on social media to say, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief moment in time. That's not even not reading the room. That's not reading the entire world to come out in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, she told everyone how humbled she was by it, so it's probably fine. It's probably fine because she was really humbled, guys. When so many people have lost their incomes to shout about you're flying on private jet to a private island, it's fine because it's humbling. And there were staff there who had to wear masks, obviously, to serve them because they're poor. Differently financed. They're differently financed. That's the term I'm using now. So this was a terrible, terrible idea to tweet about this. And she sort of doubled down and then said, now I have your attention, vote, which is stealing what Chris Evans did when he accidentally showed a picture of a penis on his camera phone during an interview. He was like, now I have your attention, vote. So she's tried to kind of take that on. And actually, there's been a lot of like, let them eat cake.
I mean, the problem with Chris Evans's picture was that the accidental picture of his penis, I feel, reflected quite well on him, whereas this accidental showing of their dickishness may not have reflected so well on them.
Yes. And was it Chris's penis or was it someone else's that he just had on his camera roll? We don't know. I don't think he confirmed or denied.
Well, my WhatsApp messages always drop things into my camera roll, so it's possible someone's just sending him pictures of their penis. If I had a penis and Chris Evans's phone number, I'd probably send him pictures of my penis.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I'd ask for consent first.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Evans is great. We could also do 10 minutes on how great Chris Evans is.
Kanye didn't go to the island for his wife's 40th birthday because who needs to go to their wife's birthday party? Apparently he had work commitments or a commitment to a completely different understanding of time and birthdays and wives and where he should be. I didn't expect at the beginning of this story that I would be more annoyed with Kanye for not being on a private island.
I'd watched something the other day which kind of like made me feel sort of empathy for her, and then this story broke and I was just like, no, it's gone. And the tide's really turning. I mean, celebrities have not really nailed sort of the pandemic and lockdown, you know, with their ostentatious displays of wealth and complaining. And I think this is very much the cherry on the cake because there is no kind of discernible talent there. So people are like, what should we even like you for anyway? You're just money. So there we go.
And that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, plus one. That's you today, Tiff.
I've always wanted to be a number.
You are number one. In these times of enhanced concerns about our collective health, I realise there's another worry in your case in particular. Presumptuous. As you inhabit an orbiting satellite space station, true, there is the possibility of loss of muscle and bone density due to microgravity. Have you found a way to counteract this effect with exercise, medical intervention, or artificial gravity? I so greatly appreciate your work, and I hope you're not suffering from your art. Cheers, Adam, stuck on Earth. Tiff, have you got anything to say to Adam here?
Well, he's concerned that you have porous bones.
Mm.
I'm also concerned. I don't want you to have spongy bones. So, I don't know what to recommend. I mean, how do you keep fit in space? How do you keep mentally sane is probably a better question. Because in space, no one can hear you scream.
I scream a lot. That's how I get my rage and worry and anxiety out. It's very therapeutic. I scream into the vacuum of space. No one can hear me. I'm not bothering anybody. But I feel like, Adam, this is typical mansplaining. I'm living on a space station. You're not even on a space station, and you can presume to tell me what to do with my health. I'm jacked. I do a lot of push-ups. I put myself into a little box and push my way out. I drink a lot of milk from my space cows. And the rest of it is my
really
private business.
Really upsetting.
The rest of it is my private business, Adam. You keep your nose out of my health habits. Just know that I am jacked and have more abs than a Hemsworth, although unfortunately an odd number. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news from this dimension. If you're in the other dimension, hello there. Do tell your friends about us. We've got not that much left of this year. Your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug my bath so the water doesn't run out. Guys, 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 guys. I would like to plug my butt so that the... No. Okay. listen, come find me on Twitter and Instagram. Tiff Stevenson Comic on Instagram. Tiff Stevenson on Twitter, because I have moved some tour dates. I've got some tour dates next week. Next week? No, I've got some tour dates next year.
You wish.
God, time has no meaning. But yes, yeah, so I made an announcement, so you can find all the info there. So just come follow me.
Do that. Tiff's always good value on social media. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. That's one L. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.